Okay, so we will finish the topic of Gaiva today. We are
Thanks.
holding on the bottom of page 346. I apologize, my voice is still a little shot. I'm still recovering a little bit. So we said like this, we said about how the Yetzer Hara convinces people that they need to stand on their on that they need to stand up for their for themselves, and they need to insist on people showing them proper kavod. Because it's covered atayra, it's disrespectful, chinuch, whatever excuses the Yetzirah gives. So let's continue at the bottom. Learning as always should be a zchus lenishmas, Chaim Elozer ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, as well as a zchus for refuah shleimah for myself, as well as Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Tov ben Menorah Chanaliah ben Shein Derachon Abadati ben Peril, and a zchus for all those in Eretz Yisrael and those fighting to protect it. So he says like this: V'yish hayarei v'rachaleva, of somebody who is fears God and is humble. Tismar Sa'ara, his hair should stand up. When he sees the evil of Gaiva, I realize we did this paragraph already, but let's continue. And his heart will be inflamed when he recognizes the greatness of humility. And he'll really put all his efforts into realizing thinking about how little he is, how low he is. And to be seen as low in others' eyes. A famous Gemara, the Gemara famously talks about how Avram Avinu said, "Vanoichi Afar Ve'efer," and as a result, Hashem says, "Amachasa ani me'Avram." Right? Hashem says, "How can I hide from Avram?" And Avram, despite that kavod that Hashem was going to reveal to him what he was about to do to Sodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram said about himself, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. He'll never take issue or get angry or fight. He'll always be humble in spirit. Okay, here's where we really stop. Hagadol, the best safeguard, Asmadas Kriyas Sifrei Musar, is to learn Musar, like we're doing now, to always keep the Avera present in front of you, meaning always keep it in mind. And constantly review the evils of Hegaiva will help a person avoid it. And even if a person has a lot of knowledge and understanding, meaning that he's a big Talmid Chacham, so you would say, for such a person, maybe he should get kavod from others. Says very important. Says don't take honor, don't praise yourself or feel good about yourself based on the fact that you know a lot of things. Because that the ability that you have, the brains that you have, God gave you. So if a person has what's it called, a photographic memory, and you're able to remember everything you learn, well, big whoopee, that's nothing that you did. So the fact that you know a lot is not nothing to do with you. It's what you do about it. Now that you learned a lot, do you go and perform? And basically, lomoid ulamed to what? Lishmar v'lasa silakayim. Do you keep the Torah to the extent that you should? That's the real judge of a person, not how much knowledge you have. And in addition, l'fimashu adam pelasim ma'iz demishma b'yad Hashem, based on the level that you need. Meaning, if you are a Talmid Chacham, so now there's more expected of you. Well, if there's more expected of you, are you living up to that standard? Just because you look around at your neighbors, you look around at people in shul, and you say, "I'm better than them." That doesn't necessarily mean that you're reaching your potential. So there's both. There's what are you doing about it, and are you doing enough? And take to heart that even if you are doing as much as you think you can, when you compare it in relation to the kindness that Hashem has shown you, if you haven't repaid HaKadosh Baruch Hu even 1/1000th of what you've received, or what rather God expects you. Yosef das Yosef machoiv. If you increase your knowledge, it will increase your pain. Al asher kedava le lemebad loyavar, that you didn't do as much as you could have. A chasher ayachol hastig leishtadel hastig, that you didn't make the necessary effort to reach the levels you should have. Ki amishpat leilakimu, everything is subject to God's judgment, and this is not something that you should use to depress yourself. But this is something that you should use to put yourself in place when you're feeling when you're feeling haughty and arrogant thoughts. So, for example, you achieve a great accomplishment, okay? You make a siyum on Shas, or you finish a project and you satisfy a client, or you land a massive client, or any of a number of things that give us reasons to feel good. Wow, I worked so hard for months, maybe even years, and look at this accomplishment. You have to step back and say, first of all, if not for the siyata dishmai, I would not have done it. And second of all, in the grand scheme of things, excuse me for 1 second. In the grand scheme of things, it's not even 1/1000th of what my responsibility is. Okay, and as a result, you can't be offended by people. You should judge people favorably. Basically, don't be makbid. Don't be makbid on things that happen to you. Then, because again, that goes back to expectation, which goes back to arrogance. I expect to be treated a certain way. Why do you expect to be treated a certain way? Because you think of a certain level of yourself. That's gaiva. And that's why you become upset when things don't go your way. Vim yira be'einav, if you see with your own eyes, ulavavoy and your own heart, yavin, you understand, but there is with clarity, that if a person sees and his heart knows that whether it's his wife or his friends or his neighbors or his Talmud or his servant sinned and acted improperly, the best thing, the ideal thing, is not to get angry and not be upset at all. What does it help a person to complain about his averus? I'm sorry. What does it help a person to complain? A person should complain about his sins. Hashem amar leikalel, Hashem has sent him curse. Meaning, you know why something happens to you? Something happens to you because you deserve it. So nothing, no one. We talked about this how many times between the Beis HaLevi and between Chavetz HaLevavos. That no one can harm you. We said potentially, maybe a murder is maybe the only thing out there, potentially, and that was machlokes. But certainly, any other thing that happens to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu told that person to do it, and that's why it happened. And if they weren't the shliach, someone else would have been the shliach. And there's certainly not a reason to get angry, whether someone who's another human being treated you lightly or showed you honor, doesn't matter. Meaning, whether a person put you down or a person praised you, who cares? They're only a human being. How does that matter in the grand scheme of things? Why do we care so much about what other people think? We should only care about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. What has a person given you? What has he added to you? Everything is hevel. Meaning, in this world, everything is fleeting. So let's say you have a wonderful situation, or you have a wonderful client or boss or someone who appreciates you. Well, guess what? That feeling is not going to last. And what does it matter? What you really care about, what you should care about, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of you, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures you. And it doesn't matter whether other people think bad of you or other people look down on you. All that should bother you, that shouldn't bother you at all. All that should bother you is, am I fulfilling my responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can I do better? And if God is happy with me, that's all I care about. I don't care if other people are treating me properly or not. Okay, let's stop here.